One form of energy is energy of motion, called kinetic energy. Just as it takes energy to get your car moving, it takes energy to increase the speed of any object. The kinetic energy of a moving object is identical to the energy you must expend in causing it to move. Therefore, the faster an object moves, the more kinetic energy it possesses. But according to the equivalence of energy and mass, kinetic energy adds to an object's mass, so the faster an object moves, the harder it is to further increase the object's speed. This effect is really significant only for objects moving at speeds close to the speed of light. For example, at 10% of the speed of light, an object's mass is only 0.5% more than normal, while at 90% of the speed of light, it would be more than twice its normal mass. As an object approaches the speed of light, its mass rises ever more quickly, so it takes more and more energy to speed it up further. According to the theory of relativity, an object can in fact never reach the speed of light, because by then its mass would have become infinite, and by the equivalence of mass and energy, it would have taken an infinite amount of energy to get it there. This is the reason that any normal object is forever confined by relativity to move at speeds slower than the speed of light. Only light, or other waves that have no intrinsic mass, can move at the speed of light. Einstein's 1905 theory of relativity is called special relativity. That is because, though it was very successful in explaining that the speed of light was the same to all observers, and in explaining what happens when things move at speeds close to the speed of light, it was inconsistent with the Newtonian theory of gravity. Newton's theory says that at any given time, objects are attracted to each other with a force that depends on the distance between them at that time. This means that if you moved one of the objects, the force on the other one would change instantaneously. If, say, the sun suddenly disappeared, Maxwell's theory tells us that the Earth wouldn't get dark for about another 8 minutes, since that is how long it takes light to reach us from the sun. But according to Newtonian gravity, the Earth would immediately cease to feel the sun's attraction and fly out of orbit. The gravitational effect of the disappearance of the sun would thus have reached us with infinite speed, instead of at or below the speed of light, as the special theory of relativity required. Einstein made a number of unsuccessful attempts between 1908 and 1914 to find a theory of gravity that was consistent with special relativity. Finally, in 1915, he proposed the even more revolutionary theory we now call the general theory of relativity.